Welcome back. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Coffee and Casual. This is Anthony Skinner. Today, Stevens decided to take a break. I got a special guest with me today. His name is Rob Bear. Rob, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Anthony. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Absolutely. And Rob, you are just a man of all trades. So we're going to be talking quite a bit of stuff today. And
I'm ready.
So Rob is the director and founder of Senior Benefits Center right here in Rock Hill. And give them the address so they know where to.
Sure, Anthony. Senior Benefits Center is located at 147 Herlong Avenue in Rock Hill. It's right near the hospital. We can actually see the water tower from our parking lot. So in the Food Lion Plaza.
There you go, in the Food Lion Plaza. So folks, you want to go over there, you want to check us out. I'm over there Monday through Wednesday typically. But Rob is there every day, Monday through Friday. And listen, everything you want to talk about, retirement, Medicare, health care, you want to be there. So we also want to, just before we get into the show, we want to give a shout out to our sponsors. Of course, we have Fig Wealth. We want to make sure and go to figwealth.com. Want to make sure and check out that website. Then you also want to check out our big sponsor, which is MyPillow.com. If you want super discounts, you want to use the keyword coffee for that one. For their other one, which is MyStore.com, you want to use the discount code of cash. And so that is how that's set up. So you want to get up to 66% off your pillows. And let me tell you, some of those slippers and stuff that they have is amazing. Then you want to also check out one of our other sponsors, our low-cost airlines. Looking to travel? Well, call 800-889-0742. That is the number for the low-cost airlines. And you could basically give them a call and say, hey, Coffee and Cashflow needs a discount. We also have our veteran car donation program at 800-709-9174. Make sure, donate your cars to the veterans. Let's see how we can help our veterans with their cars. So again, you also want to get more healthcare information, life insurance. You can go to instasure.info, where you can get more information and quotes on your health insurance policies. So today we have a very interesting show again. Mr. Cashflow is not here, but I'm here. I'm Coffee. Anthony Skinner. So today we're going to be talking a lot about Medicare because that's Rob's specialty. And, you know, I've known Rob for many years now, and he actually helped me in the life insurance industry. And thanks to him, I've actually grown quite fond of it. But, Rob, there's a lot of things coming down the pipeline. And, you know, one of the things our seniors always worry about is inflation. You know, today it's inflation, it's recession. So people want to know how to save money. And I know that the government just implemented a plan where they're actually increasing Social Security. What do you know about this Social Security increase?
And that's, Anthony, that's an important thing. So many seniors need, well, we all rely on Social Security. Every senior gets Social Security. I mean, there might be one out there who doesn't, but for the most part, we all get it. And this year's it's 8.7%. It's
wow.
A huge raise. Yeah. The average raise in the U.S. is going to be $140 per person.
Wow.
So if you're on Social Security right now, expect at least $140 a month to be your raise. But 8.7% is a lot. And that in combination, now this is in 41 years, we haven't had a raise this high in 41 years. The last time it happened was in 1981 that they had a raise this high. And so in 40 years is a long time.
It's a long time.
To not have a raise this big coming
yes.
in. And it's all driven by the economy and things going on. So everything has gone so high price that you can't walk in a grocery store with $50 anymore and buy a week's worth of groceries. Yes. I'm getting a day's worth or 2 days' worth, it seems like it. You know, you just can't get it as far. And so this raise of 8.7% is going to change a lot of people's lives.
Well, it is. And, you know, I always, you know, I love the government, but I always worry about that additional money being in the marketplace. So, you know, it offsets some costs, but it also does increase some inflationary costs on things, too.
Well, the inflation is one thing they're working on. You know, of course, Biden just passed the Inflation Reduction Act.
The IRA.
Figure that initials, right? So the Inflation Reduction Act just passed, and that had a lot of good things for Medicare recipients in it as well.
True.
Like, there's going to be a cap on how much people can spend on drugs in the future. Mm-hmm. Now, it's not going to start until 2025, but no one can spend over $2,000 a year. So people that have hit the donut hole, people that have problems with their medications, you know, expensive medications, and it causes them to spend thousands and thousands, those days are going to be gone. You'll have a max of $2,000 a year you can spend, and that's it. End of story. So people who have, you know, a drug plan where they have low-cost drugs, but then they hit the donut hole, then it goes up to $500 a month that they can't afford. And then it stays that way till the end of the year, or hopefully they get off of it quick enough that it turns into catastrophic where they get the low-priced drugs again. But it's a concern for many people. And, you know, I know there's people out there and there's people on this show that have known somebody who hit the donut hole.
Yes.
And that is going to basically go away. And they'll be able to make payments on that $2,000 a year. Right now, the government's trying to figure out how they're going to do it. So they have all of next year to figure out how to implement it and get it going. So January of 2025, it will start with everybody. But so they got a lot of work to do on it. But the idea, premise behind it is if you know you're going to spend that much money, you can make a payment of, say, $167 a month, which is $2,000 a year, and start that way in January and be done and not have the ups and downs of, I had to pay $300 in January and then $200 in February, and by June it hit $500 or $600 a month.
Mm.
And so those days will be gone, and they won't have to worry about it anymore. But another good thing about what's happening with the money is not just Social Security's going up, Medicare is going down.
Going down.
And that's a record. It has never happened in the history of Medicare that the Medicare Part B premium rate is going down.
And I was going to bring that up because really it sounds like what they're doing is compensating. So what you have is on one end, you raise the Social Security, one end, you lower the Medicare. So it almost becomes free because really when you think about it, if you're getting extra $148 a month and you're only paying $167, you're only paying like $27 a month for Medicare.
So right now, people are paying $170.10 for their Medicare.
Mm-hmm.
And the government collects that from every person. It doesn't matter rich or poor. The difference is some people that get federal and state assistance, they don't pay the $170. The state of South Carolina pays it for them. But the government still collects it. They collect it from every person, whether or not you personally paid or not. Just someone's paying on your behalf, right?
Wow.
So what's going to happen is that's dropping $5.20, which is, you know, that's a chunk of that. So it's almost 3% of that's going down. So with the 8% raise, 8.7 raise and a 3% decrease, that's like a 10% raise for most people.
Wow.
That's huge when it comes to income, especially from people on a fixed income.
Yeah.
And so the government has a lot of good things going. You know, we're all proponents of some things and things we like and things we don't like.
Yes.
You know, this is the times that they raised Medicare last year, the largest raise they've ever had in a single time.
Mm-hmm.
They did that to cover a new drug that never came out.
Right.
There's a drug that was made for Alzheimer's called Adellum. And it never came out. It's still in the trial stage and is not available to consumers. That drug cost $86,000 per person.
Wow, $86,000.
$86,000 is a treatment, yeah. So if you had Alzheimer's and need treatment, it's $86,000.
Wow.
And that's why they raised it, because Medicare has to cover it.
Mm.
So, well, that's a very expensive drug to cover.
It is.
So they jacked Medicare rates way up. The drug never came to fruition. It's still out there, but it's in clinical trial stages still and never made it to the marketplace. So they've lowered to compensate for that not actually happening.
Mm.
And so it has helped a lot. But there's so much out there, you know, between the patient assistance programs and everything, there's so much help you can get from medicine out there. You know, that's a whole nother day for a whole nother, just a whole nother story.
Yes.
But the good thing is people are going to get a raise and they should be very happy.
That's the important thing. And I think today our seniors, they need the help. There's a lot going with food costs, with all the different things that are happening. Definitely, you know, whatever help they can provide.
It's going to have a huge domino effect.
Yeah.
What's going to happen is there are people who are on the cusp who maybe get Medicaid or maybe get some financial assistance from the government. This raise could knock them out of that. So I have a concern of what's going to happen first quarter. So first quarter, the Fed meets again. And when the Feds meet, they're going to raise on raising the actual federal poverty level. So there's a federal poverty level which determines what things are. Mm. And, you know, every year that they raise that, when they raise that, they're going to have to raise it a lot this year because people on Medicaid will lose their Medicaid if they don't.
Wow.
And it's going to affect millions of people. Like 30 to 40 million Americans will be affected by that raise and could potentially lose Medicaid. Well, that's huge. So they need to fix that. So the next step is going to be is in February when they come back after Christmas break, the government's going to sit down and meet, you know, and say, what are we going to do about the federal poverty level? We just gave everybody a raise. Now we have to fix that or else it's going to kick all these people out of these federal programs.
Mm.
And so then we'll start the whole new thing. So we don't know what the federal poverty levels will be next year, but they get published in March. And so we'll know what they are very soon. But until then, you know, it's concern. It will be a concern for a lot of people.
Well, folks, you're listening to Coffee and Cash Flow. This is Anthony Skinner. You're listening to my special guest today, Rob Bear. Stephen actually has a little cold, so he took the day off. But listen, if you want to give us a call, 800-306-5086. That's 1-800-306-5086. Get in on a conversation. You know, a lot of times, you know, people don't understand how important it is to have an agent on their side guiding them through all of this. You know, one of the things that I learned is that, you know, people often think, well, I'll figure it out, you know, or, you know, this program will help me out. Sometimes people might go to their car people to ask for insurance.
Not the place you want to get insurance advice from. You know, everybody's got a friend or neighbor.
Everybody's got their specialty,
well,
right?
You got a friend or neighbor who knows everything, right?
Yes.
That's not, they don't have a license. They're not trained and certified to do it. So
no.
I recommend everybody have a person. You need to have a person who's licensed, who actually takes educational classes on an annual basis to learn the stuff and stay up to the thing. That's what we offer at Senior Benefit Center, is a place to have agents helping consumers. And the best thing is there's no charge for our service. We are paid by the carriers and the federal government. Everybody pays us, so you don't have to. So all of our services are free for everybody, which is the best deal. I mean, I don't know where that was when I was younger.
Wow.
But I plan on using it for the rest of my life.
Exactly. Well, listen, again, you listen to Coffee and Cash Flow. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back.
Getting instant access to healthcare shouldn't be dependent on the time of day. Just because office hours are over doesn't mean you should be unable to reach a medical professional. Well, now you can get healthcare wherever, whenever, with My Virtual Docs. With unlimited virtual consultations for primary care, urgent care, and mental health needs, My Virtual Docs is affordable healthcare on your schedule. Plus, My Virtual Docs offers a free pharmacy program with their bundles. You get the medications you need when you need them. And because My Virtual Docs is invested in your health 24/7, they even offer a free wellness app called Burn that actually pays you to work out. So you literally earn while you burn. Get the care you and your family need 24/7 for less with My Virtual Docs. Online at myvirtualdocs.com.
We're back. Again, welcome back to Coffee and Cash Flow. This is Anthony Skinner. Steven's taking the day off. Slacker. But that's okay. We're going to get the job done. I have a special guest with me, Rob Bear. He is the director and the founder of Senior Benefit Center. It's not the same as those people calling you on the phone. Those are the other people.
Correct.
But, you know, we're very, very excited about some of the changes and things that are happening in the Medicare market. But there are also some things happening in the regular healthcare market as well. So, listen, you know, we're not always about, you know, the politics of what's going on in Washington, D.C., but we know that they try to do their best. So, Rob, any changes coming down for 2023 as far as the regular healthcare, like for young people?
It is. And when I say young people,
yeah,
that's all web.
Under Medicare, 65.
Oh, yeah, that's 64-year-olds. Now, a lot of us that are 60 years older, we don't consider ourselves young anymore, but I like that's to think true. I'm young, but my grandkids laugh at me.
Right, everybody's living a longer life now these
we
days.
We are.
Yes.
Mortality rate keeps increasing. Now, COVID tried to knock it down a little bit, but it's ticking back up again.
Yes.
And so mortality rates are going to continue to increase. But the thing is, everybody needs health care.
Correct.
And so it's not just Medicare. A lot of people aren't 65 and need health care. So there is Obamacare, the ACA, Federal Marketplace, whatever you want to call it. It's all the same thing, right? They took over, and once Obama created that rule or the plan, it's out there for everybody. So
yes.
Even the big employers. I mean, the largest employer in the world was Walmart, and they used to be self-insured.
Yes.
When Obamacare came along, they now have Blue Cross Blue Shield of Arkansas. They can't be self-insured. There's no such thing as self-insured due to the new laws. So everybody needs health insurance. And, of course, when it first came out, they said, we'll fine you if you don't take it. And then, of course, another president changed that and said, no, you're not going to get fined. You don't have to have it if you don't want to. So it started as a really good deal. Do what you want, keep what you want. Now, all the things didn't work out. You can't keep what you want. You had to choose from their options, obviously, now. But there's some great options out there. I don't know if you know this, but 8 out of 10 people can get a health care plan for $10 or less.
Wow.
It's amazing. So the government gives federal subsidies to everybody who works, right?
Yes.
So if you do anything, I don't care if you're picking up yard trash or you got a high-end job sitting in a corner office, right? You get a subsidy. And the subsidies, when they first came out, only went up to 400% of the poverty level.
Wow.
So if you were single, if you make more than 50 grand, you ain't getting no help. Mm. You're making 80, 100 grand, sorry, you can't. They even get a subsidy. Everybody gets a subsidy now.
Sounds like Oprah, like, you get a car.
It really is. And so they decided everybody gets a subsidy.
Yes.
And so it's amazing when we run somebody's and some young kid will call me, I'm 23, I made $100,000. Wow, you get a subsidy. What? Mm-hmm. They told me I couldn't have one. Thank Mr. Biden. There's a new law, and he made it called the American Rescue Plan, and that made everyone get a subsidy now. So
wow.
It's nearly impossible. Now, there's that top 3% of the food chain, the super, super rich. They aren't going to get one. But everybody else, even high-income earners. You know, it's funny that a lady called last week, and she goes, I know I don't get any help or anything, but my husband just got on Medicare, so I'm going to need to get regular health care. And I see that a lot because there's a lot of people, you know, one spouse just happens to be older than the other.
Mm-hmm.
So one's on Medicare, one's not. What does one on not do? They have to get a health care. Well, she said, we're not going to qualify for anything, you know, because we make $366,000 a year. I'm like, whoa. First of all, congratulations.
Yes.
I don't know what your husband does, but wow. Secondly, yes, you're going to get a subsidy. So the government was giving her a subsidy of $500 a month to help pay for her insurance.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, her plan was $1,200, so it still cost her money.
Sure.
But it wasn't
as much.
Oh, my God. They were paying almost half of it at that point, you know? So that's a big chunk of savings, and she had no idea. She just thought, you're so awesome. You saved me $6,000, you know?
I said, wow.
Sorry, you can't, you know, you can buy me a cup of coffee.
Yeah, exactly.
What can you do for me, you know? Thank you. You're welcome. But that's what we do every day. And so there's a lot of people out there who don't think they can get a subsidy.
Yes. And I think that's the big, misconception, but I think things have changed. And this, again, is the reason why you need an agent, because you need to have somebody to follow.
You don't know that. And they may have tried a couple years ago and it didn't work.
Correct.
But the law changed during the pandemic. It changed. And it changed again this year. I mean, it changes all the time.
Correct.
And so if you don't do it for a living, you may not know all the changes that are happening, and you'll be shocked what the government will really do to help people. They really are trying to help people, and it's amazing. And so right now, 4 out of 5 people, you know, 80% of people are getting a plan for less than 10, but you'll be surprised how many get a plan for zero.
Wow.
There are zero plans available. These young kids today, I mean, I know the kids that are turning 26 getting kicked off mama's plan.
Yeah.
Because the current law says you can keep your kids on your plan until you're 26. On their 26th birthday, happy birthday, your parents have to kick you off your plan. And you have to go out and be an adult and get your own.
Wow.
Well, I had kids when they were in their 20s. None of them had insurance. Like, you know, I'm in this business.
They're
and I'm
solid,
asking, like,
right? They think they're solid.
What you got for insurance? I ain't got none.
Yeah.
What do you mean? When's the last time I went to the doctor? In high school, you made me get a physical to play football or basketball or something?
Yep.
So you ain't been to a doctor since? I got sick that one time. So in 10 years, they just don't go. And the funny thing is, these 20-year-old kids, they're invincible, right? They're
That's
never going to get
it.
Sick. They're never going to get old. We all thought we were invincible when we were in our 20s.
That's the truth. Yes,
But as we get older in age, you know, things start to fall apart, things start to fail, you know. I am not the same body shape I was back then. This shape is a little more round and less pencil.
Right, exactly.
But it happens. And so we need to have a way to protect ourselves. Everybody deserves to have insurance. And the fact that these kids can all get free insurance, their parents should be helping them get free insurance. You know, because the funny thing is, moms are more concerned about their kids having insurance than the 20-year-old kids are about having insurance. I don't need none. I'm good, right?
It's true. It is true.
But parents can help their kids. And it's amazing. Students, it doesn't matter what they do. You know, we have to list some kind of income. You can't say I'm homeless and poorless and still get an insurance. You got to have an address.
Poorless. I like that.
Yeah. I have a child like that.
Right.
Don't we all have one of those? You have the ones that are real successful, and then you have the poorless one.
Right? Exactly.
You ain't made it yet. I'm pulling for him.
Is it a southern twang?
It might be. It might be.
But no, you know, and that's so important because, like you said, a lot of times people think they're invincible, but you just never know when something's going to come up.
Accidents happen.
Accidents happen. And it's so important. But not only that, you know, I think as I instruct my kids, you know, I have grown kids now. And, you know, so I instruct them, look, you got to take care of yourself now. Don't wait till something happens then to take care of yourself. So it's good that, you know, 26-year-olds can, you know, even if they're in college, they can get a plan.
Yep, that's correct.
Yeah.
It's amazing what's available for them. And you just don't know. The plans are all based on the county. So every county is different.
Right.
And so it's not just living in South Carolina. It's living in York County or Lancaster or Chester. The counties around us, all the plans are different based on the county you live in.
So can you cover a child? So let's say, this is just a question for me too. So if I live here in North Carolina, my child is going to school in Alabama.
Yep.
Can they still be on my health plan, or do they have to be in a separate health plan down in Alabama?
I would recommend, for someone like that, I'd recommend get their own plan.
Yes.
Get an Alabama plan for the kid.
Yes.
You keep your plan in your area, mm-hmm. but get them a separate plan in their state, wherever they're living at, because right. you want to make sure their doctors and hospitals are covered. And
correct.
Plans are all network specific. So Blue Cross of South Carolina? Don't work so good
don't
in Alabama.
Work so
you
well.
Want Blue Cross of Alabama.
Yeah.
You know, or Ambetter, Molina. There's so many companies out there. So you have to find the one that fits you and your network. So being here in New York County, you know, Piedmont is our primary hospital system.
Sure.
But if you're in Lancaster or Chester, one county away, it's MUSC is the hospital system.
Mm.
So you want one that works with your hospital system, or if you're in the middle, one that works with all.
Yeah.
But a lot of them are affiliated with one network or another, and maybe not all the networks. You know, it's funny. One company down here called Ambetter, which works with Piedmont, also works with MUSC. And if you wanted to go to Charlotte, you can go to Atrium, but you can't
Atrium,
go to Novant.
Yeah, yeah.
Can't go to Novant. That's not in their network. They picked Novant and Atrium are funny about that. They fight. If you pick me, you can't play with them if you play with me.
Wow.
That's kind of how these companies think. And so if they go to Novant, they said, we'll sign you up, but as long as you don't have Atrium.
Mm.
We got Atrium. Well, then we're not going to sign you up. So, you know, that's funny how they work with these carriers, but I think it's political. You never know how that works. I just have to laugh and say, why won't you just sign up with everybody? Why can't
exactly.
they do that? Make my life easy, make everybody else's life easy. No, we got a network and you got to stick to it.
Wow.
So networks matter, doctors matter, and it matters who your doctor takes. So you need someone who's going to help you find that stuff out. You need an agent. You can try to do it on your own, but if you go to the marketplace,
yes,
they don't know networks.
They don't know networks.
They're not allowed to look them up for you. They're navigators.
Wow.
They're not licensed agents.
Wow.
And therefore, they don't know the details of the plans. The plans aren't allowed to teach them and have classes and teach them because they're not licensed agents. See, plans and carriers can only teach licensed agents. They can't teach just regular people out in the streets. They're not allowed to do that. And so I wouldn't want to go for advice to somebody who's not allowed to learn how the program actually works.
Yes.
You get advice from somebody who says, well, here's the lowest price one. What else can you tell me? Who's the second lowest price and who's the third lowest price? Can you tell me what drugs they take? Can you tell me what doctors they take? No. Can't look that up. Only a licensed agent can do that. So that's one of the reasons you need a licensed agent, unless you just don't care.
Yeah, no, you're 100% correct. So, folks, again, you're listening to Coffee and Cash Flow. This is Anthony Skinner. Make sure you tune in every Saturday morning at 9 at was it 9 or 10 a.m.? I believe we're in 10 a.m. on Saturday mornings. But listen, we're very excited about the show today. You know, again, we're talking a lot of Medicare today. We're not talking a whole lot about retirement, but all of this does apply to retirement because, again, your health plays a major role even in your retirement. It's your biggest cost. Most people ignore it, but healthcare becomes your biggest cost when you're retired.
For retirement, that is the number one cost. It's healthcare.
It is.
And so you need to worry about where your money's going and make sure you have a plan that's going to limit your out-of-pocket expenses.
Absolutely.
Not increase your out-of-pocket expenses.
Absolutely. So we'll be right back. We'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more on this subject. And we have something else interesting we want to talk about. We want to talk about indemnity policies and just how they work with your healthcare plan. So we'll be right back. You can give us a call at 1-800-306-5086. That's 1-800-306-5086. This is Coffee and Cash Flow. We'll be right back.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here is a great idea. Donate your car now and help local veterans in your area. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program, and within a few days we will come and remove your car for free. You can donate any car, in any condition. We'll use our vast network to sell it. The proceeds raised goes to help local veterans and their families, and you get a tax deduction. And all you need to do is make this free call. Clean your yard up, get rid of an old car, and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
And we're back. Ladies and gentlemen, again, thank you for joining Coffee and Cash Flow. This is Anthony Skinner. Like I said before, Stephen's on a little bit of a hiatus today, but I have a special guest in the studio with me, a man I respect, licensed agent here in South Carolina and North Carolina. You got over 140 agents around the country, right?
We do. Senior Benefit Center has over 147 agents last known, and I really don't know the number, but that's the last number I knew. We have a lot of agents, put it that way.
Yes.
And the majority, and there's over 100 just in North and South Carolina. So wow. Our biggest area, I mean, there's five or six that live in the city of Rock Hill.
Wow.
They're just everywhere. And so our job is to go out and help people. And we don't charge for our services. Our goal is to help people get enrolled in these programs and plans.
Yes.
And, you know, and when they enroll, Medicare makes sure we get paid, or the federal marketplace, if they're under 65, makes sure we get paid. And so that's how it doesn't matter. There's no markup on the cost. The plans are the same price. You can't save money going one place to another. A federal marketplace plan is a federal marketplace plan. The question is, who helped you get it? Did you do it on your own? Well, good luck. You can. You can go through the marketplace and use a navigator. But last year, 62% of all enrollments happened from brokers. And that's what we're considered. We're considered a super broker, basically, because we broker everybody's stuff. It's not like somebody says, which plans do you have? The easy answer is all of them.
Yeah.
Which ones? No, everything. If it's available, we sell it. There's not a plan that's not made that we can't sell. There's one. There's certain things that nobody can sell, like an institutional plan to be institutionalized. No one can sell those. So that's one thing we can't do. So all the plans and programs we talk about are stuff we can do. But there's things we can't do, which we can help people get. We just aren't the person who enrolls them, because the government has to do it themselves, or someone special has to do it. For specialties, things like an institutional plan.
Wow. Well, folks, again, you're listening to Coffee and Cash Flow again every Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. You could join us in the Carolinas. And then we also have, guys, we want to check out our sponsors. I want to just call out our sponsors one more time, make sure you understand. You want to support myvirtualdocs.com. You want to also go to mypillow.com, enter the code word coffee to get up to 66% off your pillows and your sheets and all the good stuff that those shows they have. You can also call them at 800-889-0742. Tell them Coffee and Cash Flow sent you. Code word coffee. And then you want to check out also instasure.info for all your healthcare and life insurance information. And so we're back again talking about healthcare, but let's talk a little bit Rob, about indemnity plans. I hear that word, and a lot of people out there are not sure, well, what happens with the costs, like copays, and, you know, what about if I had to stay in the hospital, you know, those sort of things. How do I cover those kind of out-of-pocket costs? You know, because we know that it'll be nice if you had a plan that, well, before we go there, are there any plans that cover 100% of costs? No copays, no deductibles. Is there anything
actually,
like that?
There is a special thing.
Okay.
People have both Medicare and Medicaid.
Okay.
Now, we call them dual eligible because you have both.
Right.
But if you qualify for Medicaid, and in South Carolina, we call that Healthy Connections, you know, it's every state calls it something different. In North Carolina, they call it something different as well. Their cars look different. The name is different. But it's still the same thing.
Sure.
If you have Medicaid and if you have Medicare, you're considered dual eligible. And the way it works is the Medicare pays 80%, Medicaid pays 20%, and you are 100% covered. So, if you, Anthony, if you want to become the bionic man, the $6 million man, you remember him.
Yep. I remember.
Most of us are old enough to remember. Yeah, the $6 million man, right?
Okay.
That's it. Well, if you became him today and you were a dual eligible, it's 100% free.
Wow.
Everything you do medically on those for those people is free. They get so many extra benefits. They get extra dental, vision, hearing.
Wow.
They get so many things. And it's because they have special needs. And so there's a lot of things out there for a lot of people. But, you know, not everybody qualifies for Medicaid. You have to have certain income levels be below. It's made for persons with limited income, limited assets, you know. So somebody says, but I only make $600 a month. Yeah, but you got $500,000 in a bank. You're not poor.
You're not poor.
No,
you're not that poor.
It's not
poor.
Based on monthly income.
I need $500,000 in my account.
We all do. And everybody on this show does. Everybody today, special guest. No, you.
Exactly.
It doesn't work that way. I wish it did. It'd be in everybody's account right now.
Exactly.
Go check your account.
You seen that person I saw in the news earlier won $500,000 in the lottery? Yeah, that's some nice lotteries that's been going on.
You know, half of it goes to taxes, but it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
I still want the other
I'll
half.
Take a million
I'll
of it.
I'll take what you, as long as it has a bunch of zeros, I don't care what the first number is.
Exactly.
Put a bunch of zeros behind it.
But yeah, so, definitely. So yeah, if they have both Medicaid and Medicare, they can get those.
Those people have special things. And the thing is, most of them don't know they qualify to get extra programs and stuff. So people that have those things, they can use just the Medicare and the Medicaid normally. But they make special plans, and carriers, you know, bend over backwards to help them. They can get an additional $5,000-$6,000 or more per year in additional benefits just by having those two cards.
Wow.
And people just don't know how to access those things. So that's why they need an agent. That's why they need to call us.
Yes.
And they can come by our office at 147 Herlong Avenue, or you can call us. Our phone number is 803-639-7884, and we're open Monday through Friday. And so they can call us, ask questions, set up an appointment, come by and find out what they can get. But for the most of us, we don't get 100%. You know,
yes.
Most insurance plans aren't designed around 100%.
Mm-hmm.
For us commoners out here, they don't get all the good stuff. You know, our plans might be an 80% plan or, you know, a 70-30 or whatever kind of plan you may have. And so we are normally short, you know, on paying 100% of it. So how do you pay the 20%, 30%, whatever it is? You know, I had a friend. He's always at Aflac. I'm like, no, that's not the way to pay it off. But there are plans like that. But that's not an indemnity plan.
Right.
It helps with certain things, but it's not truly an indemnity plan. They make indemnity plans for people on Medicare and people not on Medicare.
Mm.
And so there's different types of indemnity plans based on what they're supposed to indemnify. And so on the Medicare plans, basically you get a plan that covers how much you pay for the daily hospital. So, for example, let's say your plan was $300 a day you had to pay the hospital. Well, then you get an indemnity plan that pays you $300 a day.
Mm.
Or maybe you get one that pays $350 a day. So if you have to go to the hospital and spend 4 days in the hospital, they're going to send you $1,400, but 4 days in the hospital is only $1,200. You actually made $200 going to the hospital.
Wow.
Yeah. And it might cost you $1 a month to get an extra $50.
Wow.
So people can get a plan like that really helps them. They can get stuff to cover the transportation, like ambulance,
mm-hmm.
you know, and there's plans that'll pay you so much money towards ambulance every time you have to take an ambulance, which is great for people who live alone or may not have access. You know, it's great if you have a roommate, a husband, a spouse, or somebody else to say, hey, you know, I'm sick. I need to call an ambulance. But what if you can't? What if somebody else is? What if, you know, what if you're alone? You can't get yourself to the doctor. You need to be able to You have a help me, I've fallen, can't get up button? Well, some of the plans that they have for Medicare now come free with those personal emergency
services. Yeah. Yes.
And so if it detects a fall, it's going to go ahead and call you and send 911 to the address. Hopefully you're not at Carowinds on a ride, because I've heard that rides will set those things off with the shakes and the bumps and the moves.
Wow.
They have set out those sensors before. So note to you out there, if you have one of those and you go to the park,
don't go on the ride.
Don't wear it while you're on the ride. You'll freak some 911 personnel.
I just don't understand. I'm scared in some of these rides. If I have a heart problem, why would I want to go on one of these rides?
Are you
rides?
Testing your pacemaker to see if you can keep up?
I don't know. But it's no, amazing. That's good to know, because, a lot of times people think, maybe for a small premium, a low premium, that you can actually, some of your out-of-pocket costs can be taken care of, especially, hospital stays. I mean, if you're on a limited income and then you may have to pay some of that out of your pocket, you can get that money back in your pocket. Then some of these also have cancer and heart attack coverage.
So I can tell you right now, if you have a cancer policy, do not cancel it.
Yes.
Cancer policies are the number, they're so hot right now, because 1 in 2 men, 50% of men will catch cancer.
Wow.
Yeah. Women are 1 out of 3 right now. So women are 33% of women will catch cancer of some type.
Wow.
Men, 50%. So if you don't catch it, your neighbor will, or your friends, or your brother, or your sister. It hits everybody. And so those kind of policies are very inexpensive, generally in the $20 to $30 range.
Yeah.
But if you're much older, it could be more expensive if you're older, but it's based on your age. So when you get it, it's locked in. So if you got it and, I'm just going to throw age out there, but I was 40 years old and I paid $20 for it when I got it. When I'm 85, it's still $20. It never goes up ever.
Yeah.
So it's based on the age when you get it. So don't wait until you're 85 to get it. Get it when you're younger.
That's a good thing to talk about, too, because I think a lot of times people wait till they have a problem. Then they try to, what can I do? How can I cover it? Well, again, there are some things now. Those of you that are listening, maybe you're not in a retirement age. You're still working. This is the time for you to actually protect yourself. Most people, when we talk about in this show, it's, I always say you have to ensure your retirement. And to ensure your retirement, there are a number of ways that we do it. The reason why we're licensed agents is because we've found that insurance company gives you the best protection for your family income, for your family life, whether it's death protection, whether it's life protection. But these are things that you need to start off to me when you're young. You're just starting to work. Get the life policies. Get the cancer policies. It may seem like, I got to pay this for the rest of my life. Trust me, when you get to 60 and 70 and you're talking about getting these policies, they turn out to be hundreds.
Yes, they do.
Per month. Okay? If you can qualify. Because sometimes your health's deteriorated so much that you may not be able to get qualified.
And that happens a lot, where people want to buy something and they no longer qualify for it.
Correct.
They wait until they're completely sick and said, hey, I think I need something like, can I get a long-term care or something like that? Well, you need it now.
Yes.
So they're going to turn you down. There are health questions on those applications that they're going to ask. And you can't need long-term care when you apply for long-term care. It's made that you should already have it. So don't wait until you're in your 60s and say, I think I want long-term care. It will basically be unaffordable.
Yeah, and I want you to, I think the key with the mindset, and this is the mindset that, again, me, even with my adult children, is teaching them, your insurance is not necessarily a bill. It's a savings plan. If you think about it as a savings plan, so that when you do need it, the money is there. Oh my God, your whole concept, your whole view of it will change.
Yep.
And so things like the indemnity plans, cancer plans, those type of things, you're going to want to start saving for those, because whether you like it or not, we live in a world where anything can happen. And you just don't know. I wish we had a crystal ball.
We get
right?
older. Yeah. I wish I had one of those 30 years ago.
Exactly. Yeah. And you know, I wish I had somebody who had taught me these things when I was younger, so I don't have to be older and have to deal with this
stuff.
They
don't teach you that in school.
It's they don't.
That comes from your family. Your parents have to teach you. Aunts, uncles, grandparents. Somebody has to teach you these things. You just don't know these things, you know?
That's right.
There's no way to know. And these young kids who get these free Obamacare plans, there's so many free bronze plans, right? They can sign up and get a free plan all they want, but they're catastrophic.
Yes.
And that means they have an $8,000 or more, typically, maximum out of pocket. So if you get in a car wreck, you got a free plan. That's great. But you get in a car wreck or something silly, flip your four-wheeler, fall out of a tree stand, pick a way that some young kid will get hurt, right? Now he goes to the hospital. Well, he's got to pay the first $8,000.
Wow.
Yeah. Did you know over 70% of bankruptcies in the U.S. are caused by a medical condition or someone getting sick? Yeah. It's amazing. And they can protect themselves with an indemnity plan. So you can get an accident plan for these young kids. Because when they get hurt, it's going to be an accident.
You know, that is so right. You know, like I says, you know, again, our kids think that they're invincible.
Yes,
but,
they do.
But they're not.
No, they're not. And accidents happen, right?
And accidents happen. It's funny because I was thinking about this. You know, I was talking to a friend of mine. If you're in any kind of a labor job, painter, construction.
Is one of the highest.
You better have some kind of an indemnity policy.
I had a guy come in a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
In the construction business, does not have health insurance. The last time he fell off, he builds decks.
Wow.
And he was up in the air 8 feet, and he fell off the deck as he was building because there was no handrails yet, right?
Wow.
$1,900 was his emergency room bill was $1,900.
Mm.
He qualifies for a free health plan. I said, but don't stop there. Get your free health plan, but you better get an accident plan.
Yes.
And he said, wow, $28? That's a lot of money. I said, how much did you spend last time you were in the hospital? Mm. He said, $1,900. His dad brought him in because he didn't want to get one. And it was a rainy, rainy, rainy day, and his dad brought him in. So he couldn't work that day, so his dad said, you're coming with me. I'm going to take you over my insurance guy, and he's going to hook you up. And so I said, the plan's free. It costs you nothing. So you're going to spend $28 for an accident, and then if you do fall off a roof, they're going to give you $10,000, and your maximum out of pocket on your plan is $8,000. So you made $2,000 falling off the roof.
Wow!
That doesn't mean jump off a roof every day. Some kids think about it different. I need money. Here's what I'm going to do.
Yes. Right?
But you can use that, and those plans do exist. And so if you're only paying $20-$30 overall for your overall health, which includes accident and everything, you're doing very well. Most people pay 2-4% of their income, some as high as 10% of their income, for their job insurance.
Yes.
And so you should expect to pay something for insurance.
Agreed.
And so the 30-40% of kids that, I mean, most of these kids get it for free, be honest with you, because they don't make enough money to make it cost anything.
Yeah.
You know, for the average kid, they don't have to pay anything for their insurance.
Wow.
And they should get some kind of accident plan to cover them because they're getting a free bronze plan, which is more of a catastrophic. It's not going to cover, it covers everything, but you got to pay the first $8,000 before it starts covering something, or the first six, or whatever it is. But you're going to have a max out of pocket that you're going to need to cover. Get an accident plan that covers that.
It's so important that you cover yourself, because the biggest thing is like what we're talking about here, folks, today. Again, you're listening to Coffee and Cash Flow. We're talking about protecting you and your income. Because a lot of people don't think, oh, $28 a month. Well, listen, if you got into an accident, okay, let's say you did have medical insurance. You know, that medical insurance may cover your some of your services that you may need.
Yep.
But then what about you can't go to work? Unemployment may not kick in, or
it won't.
You may not get unemployment. Okay, you may not
get. You got to work for a month?
Yeah, exactly.
They're going to be unemployment for a month. You just missed a month worth of work. Your rent, your car payment, your
it's
your
still
car insurance.
Due.
Yeah, still.
They
still
don't care if you're in the hospital.
They don't care. And so now what are you going to do? Mom,
yes.
Dad, hey, I can't work right now. Can I borrow some money?
Yeah.
But if you had an accident policy and it paid you cash, you'd be good.
Exactly.
Not less thing to worry about, right?
And especially in this economy where you're talking about gas prices and we're talking about recession and all these other things. So a lot of times people only count the cost of what that situation is, but there are other costs that go into the cost of living is high today. Food is high today. I went and buy a pack of chicken wings. It's 20, $27 for a pack of chicken wings.
That must be some good chicken wings, I'm telling you.
I'm telling you, it's expensive
or
it's out there.
Or a 50-pound bag. I don't know what it was. But, you know, it could have been a 50-pound bag.
But, you know, folks, what we're talking about here is ensuring your future. You know, on Coffee and Cash Flow, what we want to give you is the reality of life. The reality is that most people don't think about insuring their future. They don't think about insurance as being a protection to their income. But the stuff that we talk about, and you hear us talk about retirement and annuities, and but, you know, we always stress on, I personally always stress on health, because for me personally, I understand our health can disrupt your entire family life. You know, somebody gets a heart attack, a stroke, whatever it is in your household, it really takes apart the entire household. It shakes you to the ground. So you need to have these sort of protections. So, again, we're sitting down here talking with Rob Bear. He is the founder and the, what's your title, the director?
Agency director
at Senior Benefit Center. Give them the address and the phone number again.
So Senior Benefit Center is located at 147 Herlong Avenue in Rock Hill, South Carolina. And our phone number is 803-639-7884. And we're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5:30. And so I feel like I'm there every day. But, yeah, to pay $20 to $30 a month to protect yourself, it's a no-brainer.
Yes.
Now, if you're only making $200 a month, well, it's not really affordable, right? But for most people, they can afford $20 a month to do something like that.
That's
it. So whether you're a senior on Medicare, you know, and Medicare is crazy. There are 286 Medicare plans in South Carolina.
Wow.
That's a lot of Medicare plans, 286.
Yes, it is.
Of which 81% are free. They cost zero premiums. Free is not the right word. It's supposed to say zero premium, right?
Zero premium.
Yeah, they don't cost anything, so there's zero premiums. But those plans, you're going to have co-pays and deductibles. So these indemnity plans, 82% of plans are zero. And so, heck, you can spend $20, $30, or, you know, if you're much older, it could be as high as $40, you know, but you're going to spend something like that to get an indemnity to cover your butt. Well, you're not paying anything for your insurance. You might as well pay something for something. And it's going to help protect you and your family.
Well, folks, we are down to the wire here and getting ready to close out. And so we want to leave you again. You know, those of you out there thinking about it, we're right now in a period of time where you get to make a decision on your health plans. This is the time of the year when everybody gets to figure out what's your next step. You want to sit down with a professional. You don't want to just make guesses. You don't want to wait for somebody to call you and say, or wait for your plan to change. Do you know the changes in your plans? Do you know that some carriers are giving more benefits in some of the plans? I even did my mom's plan, and I noticed she got $1,000 more in dental. You know, there's different plans out there. And, you know, you want to sit down with a professional. So, again, this is Coffee and Cash Flow. You want to give us a call at 800-306-5086. You also want to check us out on Facebook. Make sure you chime in on our Facebook page. Just look for Coffee and Cash Flow. And we look forward to seeing you. We'll be announcing locations where we're going to be, so you can come by and visit and say hi, shake some hands, and get some autographs. This is Coffee and Cash Flow. You have anything less to say, Rob, before we go?
It's currently Medicare open enrollment season. You have until December 7th to make a change. So come by, call your agent, get something scheduled, and make your changes now, because plans change every year. Drug plans do, Medicare plans, and the Obamacare plans, all the ACA plans. It starts November 1st. And there's a lot of new plans and a lot of new rates coming. So your rates will change on your Obamacare. November 1st. To December 15th, you need to enroll, so it starts January 1st. But the open enrollment period for under 65 or for Obamacare is November 1st to January 15th. After that, you have to be considered on the poverty level in order to qualify you for year-round enrollments, because they have special election periods. You know, having a baby, moving, there's a lot of reasons to get a special election period. But there's a new one now, and it's based on your income. So give us a call. We'll be glad to help you. Our number is 803-603-5086. 639-7884. But we're here every day. Call us. We'll be glad to help. Thanks, Anthony, for having me on the show.
No problem. Great, Rob. Good to have you. Again, this is Coffee and Cashflow. We'll see you next week. Have a blessed and wonderful week. Bye-bye.